just started working in the insurance industry. And if you know anything about the insurance industry at all, there's a lot of qualifications that you're supposed to have that are mandated by the state. One of them is a huge test that has two parts. One of it is the state part, and one of it is all the rules that the state says you have to know, which is basically the same stuff, but ad infinitum. So I went to take the test, because I'm not qualified to sell insurance until I pass the test. So I went and took the test once. Everything was great. I had a great hairstyle. They had to take my picture to unlock the test, and then I'd go in. I have great picture. Have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the test, come back. They print it out when I'm completed, and I failed the largest part. Okay, so I have to reschedule. I have to pay again. It's $66. Oh my gosh, this is coming out of pocket. This is really hard on my budget. It's all right. It's worth it. I'll make money off of commission, hopefully, someday. Someday. Okay. So schedule the second test, and I'm driving from work to the test, and I'm ready to go, and I have my coffee, and I have my tea, and I'm just ready to go, so set. And I think, as I get there, I might as well go to the bathroom, because, you know, I need to go to the bathroom, so I won't go to the bathroom in the middle of the test so that I don't fail it this time. So I went to the bathroom. Yay, bathroom. And then I come out, and I'm, do you smell smoke? So there's a nurse that was walking up and down the hall saying, do you smell smoke? Teacher comes out. The testing facility is in the same location as a nursing school, so an instructor comes out, tells her, yeah, go ahead, pull the fire alarm. Another nurse going up and down the hall, there's a fire, oh my gosh, I gotta call 911. And she was shaking so bad, I'm like, I will call 911. Dialing the phone, alarm goes out. I stick my head into the testing facility, I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to reschedule my test and then evacuate the building. Everyone evacuates the building. It's great. I hate making 911 calls, but I will do it if I have to. So everyone evacuates the facility. I walk around the building once because I couldn't find the people in the testing center, and I wanted to make sure that they made it out all right in case there's a fire because it's on the fourth floor. I really don't want to be responsible for people dying. So I found the people. I talked with the proctor, and I said, I think I'm going to have to reschedule the test. And he's like, I don't handle that. You're going to have to call the company. So I called the company, and I'm like, I think I might have to reschedule the test. And the lady, her name was Joan, on the phone, was very kind to me and said, I've never heard of this before. Do you mind if I put you on hold? Great. Went over to the proctor, said, they've never heard of this. He said, yes, they have. They just don't know what to do. So got back on the phone. She's like, yeah, it's up to the proctor whether or not you take the test. So I ask him. He says, yes, it's fine. As long as they let us back into the building, I will let you take that test. We get into the building. We go up to the fourth floor. This is an hour after the fire has started. And we get up to the fourth floor. Just as about going into the testing facility, firefighters are coming out. They have analyzed what has caught fire. Do you want to know what caught fire?
Yes.
The pump on the water fountain. I'm sorry, this is a state of emergency. Our water has caught fire. Pass the test. I brought in the papers. The papers have the pictures that were taken in order to unlock the test. First picture's like, oh yeah, everything's great. Second picture's like, I've been through hell. Show it to my boss. I tell him the story. He's like, shouldn't the pictures be reversed? Because you failed the first time. Then his boss walks in, and I have to tell him the story again. The end.